So you want to see him naked in this assembly? No. So see the great Krishna. Mahavat's story is very nice.
How Krishna protecting his devotee.
Didn't Karna request Arjuna not to fight when he was lifting the chariot? Didn't Karna request Arjuna not to kill him?
Yes, request. Krishna said, no, you kill him. I said, Arjuna said, that's all right. And you all have I don't care for any morality or discipline. Your order is fine.
Can you chant for us now,
please? Yes, I can chant. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. All should be offered there, Jagannath. The etiquette is nice. Everything should be offered to the through the spiritual master. That is the etiquette. Yes. No direct. Sutuvacha. Yam pravajantamanupitamapitakrityam daipayana viraha kātareya juhāvo putri pitanmaya tayātaravo vinedu stam sarvaphūtaridam munimānatosmi jasānu bhāva mahirasuti sāramekā madhyātma dhīpa मतिपितेर सताम तमोंधम संसारिनां करुणाया आह पुराण गहियम तं व्यास सूनुम उपजामि गुरुं मुनीनां नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत् मुनया साधु पृष्ठोहं भवद्भि लोकमंगलम जत्कृतः कृष्ण संप्रश्न जीनात्मा सुप्रसीदति सवै पुंसां परो धर्म जतु भक्ति रघुखजे अहित कप्रतिहता जयात्मा संप्रसीदति वासुदेवे भगवती भक्ति योग प्रयोजितः जनयत्याशु वैराग्यं ज्ञानं च अहैतुकम् धर्मस्यनुष्ठितपुंसां विषक्षेण कथासुजः नोत्पादयेत् जदिदतिं समयेव हि केवलम् धर्मस्य यापवर्गस्य नाथो थायोपकल्पते नाथस्य धर्मैकान्तस्य कामलाभाय हि स्मृतः कामशनेन्द्रिय प्रीति लाभ जीवित जावता जीवस्य तत्व जिज्ञासा नाथ जश्चिह कर्म भी बदंति तत्तत्विदस्तत्यं जज्ज्ञानमद्यं ब्रह्मेति परमात्मेति भगवानीति शब्दति तच्छद्धानामुनया ज्ञानवैराग्यजुक्तया पश्यन्ति आत्मनि चात्मानं भक्ता श्रुतगृहीतया अतत्त्वं विदिजश्रेष्ठा वर्णाश्रम विभागस समस्थितस्य धर्मस्य संसिद्धि हरितोषणम् तस्मादेकेन मनसा भगवान् सात्तताङ्गपतिः श्रोतव्य कीर्तितव्यश्च ध्येय पूज्यश्च नित्यम् जदनुध्यासिना युक्त्या कर्मग्रंथि निबंधनम् छ chindanti kovidastasya kona kujyat katharatim. Susso saddhanasya vasudevi katharachi shana mahasivaya vipra punnati thanisivana. Sinnatam sahada krishna punnasevana kirtana riddantastu yavadrani vidhunati suhitkatam. Nastapraya sabadresu nittanga bhagavata sevaya bhagavat uttama sloke bhakti bhavati nashti. Tada rajastamo bhava kamalu bhadayastra iti cheta eta iranavidhyam sitam satya prasidati. Evam prasanna manasu bhagavad bhakti jugata bhagavat tatta vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. Vidyate vidaya granthi chiddanti sarva samsaya chiyanti chasta karmani drishta evatmani shari ato vai kavayo nittam bhaktim paramayamuda vasudevi bhagavati gurbanti atma prasadani. Sattam rajastamaiti prakiti gunastai yukta parah purusa eka yahasa dhatte sityadaye hari virinchi hareti sangha sriyamsi tatra kalu satto tanor ninangsu parthiva dharno dhumas tasmadavnistri maya tamasastu rajastasmas sattam jad brahmadarsanam. Bhijri munaya thagri bhagavantam madhokshajam shartang visuddham chimaya kalpanti jinu taniha mumukshava ghororupan hityabhupati natha narayana kalashyanta bhajanti janasuyav radastama prakitayo samasila bhajanti vai pitri bhuta pradeshadhin. Sri Sajja Prajasama Vasudeva Paraveda Vasudeva Paramakha Vasudeva Parajuga Vasudeva Parakriya Vasudeva Parangyanam Vasudeva Parantapaha Vasudeva Parodharma Vasudeva Paragati Saivizam Sasajyagri Bhagavanatmaya Sadasat rupaya chasu gunam maya guno bibhu taya vidashitasyesu guneshu gunavaniva anta pravishtaya bhati vijyanena vijimrita jata javahito bhanni darushika sajonishu naneva bhati vishatna bhuteshu chatatha apuma asu gunamai bhavai bhuta sukhendriyatmati sa-nirmiteshu nirdishta bhunkte bhuteshu tadguna bhavayatesha sattina lokan vai lokabhavana lilavatarana rato deva chintijjan naradishu. Iti simad bhagavate mahapurane paramhansang samhitayang vaiyasikyang prathamaskande naimishiya upakhyane bhagavat anuvarnanam nama dhitiya udhaya. One chapter. Just played. Heard the sound only. The explanation. I should give you a little explanation.
Isn't the sound, though, as good as the explanation?
Yes. Hearing.
Although we don't know what it means, but it's
yes,
the sound.
Yes. Sound will act. That's the Krishna, Hare Krishna, is acting similarly.
What chapter is this song?
This is second chapter. First canto. Śrīla Gosvāmī, before speaking to the audience, he is offering his respect to the spiritual master. To offer respect to anyone means to remember his qualification. Just like we sing, just like you offer respect to your spiritual master, what is the meaning? Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitina. I offer my respectful obeisances to Swami Bhakti Vedanta, who is very dear to Krishna and has come before us to deliver. This is the meaning. So his qualification is described. Similarly, here also, Śrīla Gosvāmī is offering respect to his spiritual master, Sukadeva Gosvāmī, and he is repeating the history of Sukadeva Gosvāmī. Sukadeva Gosvāmī, just after taking birth from the mother's womb, immediately started, without staying for a moment. Just see the Brahmachari. A father is naturally affectionate. So, father saw this man, child immediately after birth is going away. How is that? My dear boy, where are you going? That is being asked. Jam prabhajanta manupita upatyam. The Sukadeva Gosvāmī, who was going without any ceremonial function, because after birth there is ceremony, there is namkaran, there are so many things to be done. But he didn't care for anything, any rituals. He immediately started. So it is specifically mentioned that he began to start without observing any formality, any ritual. Immediately start. Jam prabhajanta manupita apita krityam. Krityam means things which have to be done. Just like you are initiated, there are so many things to be done. So he didn't care for anything. Dvipāyana viraha kātaraya juhāva. Dvipāyana is father's name. Dvipāyana Vyas. Krishna Dvipāyana Vyas. His father's name. So, viraha kātara. Too much affected. The son born and immediately is going. You see, how much he is. My dear boy, where are you going? Ajuha. He didn't care either father or mother, he started. Putre titamayataya tarovabhunidu. And there was vibration. He was passing through the jungle and the trees as he vibrated. He was asking, my dear son, and the vibration, my dear son, like that. Tana tarvabhunidu, tam sarvabhutaridhanamuni maan atosmi. So I am offering my respect to that saintly person. That means his qualification described and offered respect. And then next qualification, what is that? Ja sānubhāva makila sutisāramekam. Adhmātma-dīpa-matithitara-satāna-tamāntam. And his other qualification is that he presented the gist, essence, substance of Vedic knowledge for the persons who are eager to get out of the darkness of this material existence. Satāṁ tamondam. samsharina karunayaha and purana vriham. This Srimad Bhagavatam is called the Mahapurana. The greatest history. Purana means history, old history. Guhyam, very confidential. He explained this great confidential history for the people who are suffering the repeated birth and death. For their purpose, he is so kind that he explained, samsharinam karunaya, karuna and out of compassion for the persons who are suffering continually birth and death. Tam vyasasunam upajami gurum maninam. So I offer my respect to that son of Vyasa, who is spiritual master of many other saintly persons. Narayana namaskritya naram caiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tatu jaya mudigat. Now, after this is the process. First of all, he offered his respect to his spiritual master. Then, Narayana, yes. Narayana, this Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not first to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but first to the spiritual master. And then Narayana. Through. Narayanam namaskritta naram caiva narottamam. Thank you. Naram caiva narottamam devim sarasvati. Sarasvati, the goddess of learning. And Vyasam. And then Vyasadev, who is the master of Vedic literature. One after another. This is Vyasam. Tato jaya mudira. Then he was questioned by the audience that what is the most important religion in this age? That was the question. There are many types of religious principles, so what is the best one for this age? So he is replying that question. Munayana sadhu prishtam bhavadvi lokamangalam. You have put very nice question because you have put the question of what is the best religion for the people of this age. Jatkita krishna sang krishna jinapa supraseedat. And you are very much anxious to understand the activities of Lord Krishna. It is very nice. By this discussion, everyone will become actually peaceful and satisfied. So the answer, what is the best religious principle, he is answering. Savai pungsa paro dhanno jato bhakti radho khaji. My dear Brahmins, in that meeting, all the audience were great learned sages and Brahmins. So he is addressing them. That is the best form of religion which performed me, one becomes elevated to devotional service of the Lord. Not religious formalities. One has to test by the result. Phalena parichyat. You are Christian, I am Hindu, or he is Mohammedan. That's all right. You are very good, I am very good, he is very good. But what is the result of your falling in religion? Have you attained a love of God Simply, I go to church, I go to temple, and I do all kinds of nonsense. I have love, no love for God. I have love for my Maya, and I go simply. And that is useless. Religious principle means, it doesn't matter whether you are Hindu or Christian or Muslim or anything. It doesn't matter. That's just see Bhagavad. Savai Pungsa Paradhava. That sort of religion is nice, best, by which you can develop love of God. He doesn't mention that this religion is best, that religion is best. That religion is best, which helps someone, the religionist, to develop love of God. This is just the, if you put to test all kinds of religion in this formula of Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll understand which religion is best. You haven't got to ask anybody. Simply by testing how much one has developed love of God, how much one has learned to love Krishna or God, if following any type of religion, if you get this result, then you have performed your religious principle very nicely. This is the answer. And what kind of love? Ohituki, without any cause. Why love God? Because I want something from Him. Generally, as they love God, distress, they want something. My dear Lord, I am very unhappy, please help me. That is also good, that's not bad. That is accepted in Bhagavad Gita. But that is not pure love. Pure love means there is no reason. Why I am loving Krishna? Oh, there is no reason. I love Krishna. I want Krishna. This is love. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you have got this translation in my first book, that Advaita has quoted that sloka. It says that. Say there, whatever you do, you are my Lord. I don't mind whether you put me into distress or you put me into happiness. Or if you don't help me in realizing you, it doesn't matter. Still I love you. Whether I am going to hell or heaven, it doesn't matter. But I love you. Just like Cowper said, England, with all thy fault, I love you. This is love. This is material good. Ahituki apratihata. Apratihata means that business, I love Krishna, cannot be stopped. I could not love Krishna because I was busy in doing this thing or that thing, or because so many reasons we can put forward. No. Love of Krishna cannot be stopped by any materialism. That is love. Nobody can say that for this reason I could not love Krishna. There is no reason, there is no impediment for anyone, any circumstance. So, any religious principle which helps a person to love Krishna and God in that way, without any reason, without any impediment, just like flow of the river. There is no impediment in this world which can stop the flow of the river or the waves of the Pacific Ocean. There is no power in the material world which can stop the waves going on, going. Similarly, that is the best type of religion. Now, just see how Bhagavad is delivered, his description of religion. Religion, you are religious, you are very pious man. How it will be tested? How much you have developed love of God? That's all. Without any reason, without any impediment. This is the test of destiny. Vasudevi, Gurudev, you can hear. Yes. Vasudevi Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayajita, Janayatasu Vaidakam, Jnananca Jadahitakam. Now, what is the purpose of religion? Why human society, in human society, why there is some sort of religion? The animals, they have got no religion. Therefore, if human society gives up the process of religion, doesn't matter what religion he professes, it doesn't matter. If he doesn't care for religion, that society is no better than animals. That is animal society. Because animals, they have got no religion. So, human society, if they have no religion, must have some religion. It doesn't matter whether Christian or Buddhism or Hinduism or anything. A human being must follow. Oh, that is the civilized, that is the behavior of our civilized world. At the present moment, they are neglecting. But in every country, either there may be temples or churches or mosques, people are religious-minded before this age. I was very much satisfied when I came to New York. Not only New York, first of all I went to Pittsburgh, Butler. In that Butler County, there are at least one dozen churches, very nice churches. That is a small county. So I was very much satisfied. So the American people are very religious. They have these churches. And I saw on Sunday, people are attending churches. And in New York also I saw. They may understand and not understand, but that religious spirit is there. You are responding to my appeal because you have got that spirit. Otherwise, why should you come and waste your time with me? So, religious principle must be there in the human society. And what is the purpose? Why? The religious principle means that this material life is not happy. And we are searching after happiness. So, real happiness is not in this world. You take any, Messiah, they'll take Lord Jesus Christ or Buddha or Lord Chaitanya or Krishna or anyone, you take. Nobody says that you make adjustment here and live peacefully. No. Nobody says. You know that. So religious principle means to know that this is not the place to live happily. This is the principal aim of teaching religion. We are trying to live here, making things nicely, adjusted. Peace and prosperity, that will never be possible. This is foolishness. So religion means, religiously trained mind means he will know that this is not the place for me. I should draw my attachment for this place And I must know what is my necessity. I am a spirit soul, I am not this body. Therefore, bodily necessities are not all my demands. I must have spiritual necessities also. So, all this means that I must give up my attachment for this body and I must develop my spiritual needs. That is the purpose of it. So here it is said that the Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayasita. All these religious principles can be achieved immediately if you place your love unto Krishna. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga means devotional. If you try to serve in devotional service Krishna, then all these principles of religion will automatically come. You will know that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. The material attachment is useless for me. My real business is spiritual advancement of life. Everything will be clear if you simply execute devotional service of Krishna. Vasudeva. Dharmasana sthita pungsa vishakshina kathasuja. Again, he said that one may execute very nicely his prescribed duties according to his religion. Very good boy. But if he does not develop to hear about Krishna or God, this propensity, just like you are sitting here, to hear about Bhagavat. Why? And this is very nice symptom. You are developing to hear something about God or Krishna. This tendency, the temple, somebody comes to hear, not all, because they have no development. Life is wasted. So, dharma shastra, you may do your duty very nicely, where you may do very moralist or philanthropist, there are so many they are manufactured. You may become everything. But if you have not that propensity to hear something about God, then all these are so away, simply levering. That's all. That means wasting time. Dharmasya yapavar gasya. Now, people are generally inclined to execute religious principles to make economic development. Just like in your Christian religion, they go to church and pray, oh God, give us our daily bread. And that is mean economic development. Not only here, in India, the temple go, my dear Krishna, please keep my family well and maybe some other economic problem. Generally, people, they become religious. Therefore, modern politicians, they say, why is it you, they're just like the Russians, they say, why is it you go to church for begging, give us something? Oh, you come to us, we shall give you sufficient bread. The Bolsheviks, they make propaganda like this. They go to village and ask the village men, you pray to your church and pray, oh God, give us our daily bread. So, have you got your bread? No, sir. All right, pray to us. They have taken a truck full of bread. Take bread. As much as you like. So whom do you like? Oh, they will let them say, I like you. Because they are not intelligent enough to answer, you rascal, where from you have brought this bread from your father's house? Can you manufacture this bread in the factory, rascal? It is God's bread. but they are not intelligent. They cannot say like that. If they had presented to me, I would have at once said, Askel, it is not your father's bread. It is God's bread. You have stolen the property. You cannot manufacture bread or wheat. It is sent by God. That answer we have to give to these so-called communists and rascals, godless people. That you are not proprietor. You are all rascals. Everything belongs to God. That is Krishna consciousness. So we have to present scientifically. We have to present by reason, by argument. Not that if we say somebody you are a rascal. No, we have to place the matter that he is a rascal. So that Bhagavad says that for economic solution, and religion is not meant for economic solution. Economic solution is there. Either you be religious or not religious. In God's kingdom there is wheat, there is rice, there is water, rainfall and the production, everything is there. There is fruit, there is flower. So either you be religious or not religious, it doesn't matter. Your economic problem is settled already. Just like in the prison house, they are all criminals. That does not mean they will starve to death. The government has all arrangements to feed them. Similarly, although this material world is prison house, all criminals are here, revolt. Dead person are here, those who do not care for God. But still, their fooding problem, their lodging problem is there by arrangement of God. Everything is there. So Bhagavad says, dharma sriyapabhadka sana arthayapagalpati. Don't execute religious principles for making your economic problem solved. Then, we require some money. Yes. Now what for? Nārthasya dharmika kāmalāvāyasvito. And even if you get money, that is not for your sense gratification. Nārthasya dharmika kāmalāvāyasvito. If you are really, actually, a man of religiosity, then your money is not for sense gratification. As we are teaching our boys, they are working hard, they are getting money, and they are spending for Krishna. And because they have understood that my energy spent for Krishna's cause is really utilized. And if I utilize my energy for sense gratification, then I am cats and dogs. So, nārthasya. If you get money, you must get money, but it is not meant for sense gratification. Then what is this meant? So we have got senses, we have to satisfy it. Yes. You have to satisfy it. That not for enjoyment as far as you require it. You require pudding? Yes. For maintaining your body. Not for satisfying tongue. This I want to eat, this I want to eat. No. Eat something. Just maintain your body. That's all. You sleep. Just to keep yourself fit to work. Not that sleeping for 12 hours, 14 hours. No. 6, 7, utmost 8. That's all. Then eating, sleeping, and defending, that's also required. Defend yourself. Not to encroach upon others' property, just like people are sending soldiers in others' country. Why? You defend your own country. That's all. That is Defend your home, that is not private health. The Shastra allows it. If somebody comes to encroach upon your property, you kill him immediately. That is safe. But not kill unnecessarily. Just like Arjuna was taught, kill them. They have insulted your wife, they have encroached upon your property, they must be killed. That is allowed. But you don't be aggressive. So ahara nidra, what? And sex life, yes. Just get yourself married and have sex life only for children, not for other persons. So, kama shanendriya priti. Kama means we have got some demands of the body. That is called kama or lust. So that does not mean that we have to gratify the senses. As far as necessary, we shall utilize it. Nindra priti, then how to live? That satisfaction of the senses should be allowed just to keep myself fit. I must live. Even if I become Krishna consciousness, I must work. So that is allowed. But what is your main business? Jivasya tattva jignasa natha jasya yoga nini. Your only business is to understand what you are, what God is, what is this world, what is your relationship. This is your main business. This is your main business. Not that you want money and employ it for sense gratification, that is going on in this materialistic way of life. Nobody is inquisitive to know what he is. Ask any very big businessman or very rich man or so-called advanced man. Yeah. Can you say what you are? What is your duty? Nobody can. So that is the main business. That jivasya tattva jignasa natha jasya karma. By the result of your activities, or your main activity should be inquiring about your spiritual existence. So, this should be our inquiry. I think we should stop. Govindadasi? Where is Govindadasi? He takes these two fruits, offer, cutting, and distribute prasadam.
Thank you for chanting.
Śrīmad-bhāgavatam mamalam purānam. You have got Śrīmad-bhāgavatam, read very carefully. All these things are already explained there. Cut it into pieces and distribute.
Swamiji?
Yes.
Should we read like just one chapter a day, or is there another?
It's very nice. If you read one chapter of Bhāgavatam daily, it is very nice. You make it a point to read one chapter daily.
That's
very nice.
No more?
If you can do more, that's all right. Just like I ask everybody to chant 16 rounds, but if you can chant 1600 rounds, then why is it? You can do that.
What I'm
doing
is
that we should make a regulation of our life. That's so many times I chant, one chapter I shall lead. I shall go to the temple at this time. In this way, we must have routine one.
Yeah.
Then we will get practiced automatically. Yes, and Goswami, the six Goswamis, they were following routine work. Even they Sankhaputbaka Namaganatibi. They were doing regularly counting, just like you are counting, 16 down. Not only chanting in that counting, but they were offering obeisances also by counting. The 100 times I shall offer my obeisance. This is regular routine. Yes.
Swamiji, can you tell me about going through the spiritual master, you know, not directly to Krishna, through the spiritual master?
Yes.
Can you just tell me something? Say something about it.
Spiritual master is the representative of God or Krishna. Just like if you work in some office. So there is one head man, representative of the proprietor or the company. You have to work under him. If you satisfy that person who is in charge of the department, that means you are satisfying the proprietor or the company. Is it clear? And he can give you direction how to work nicely because he's experienced. A boss. So a spiritual master is external manifestation of God. God is within and without. Within is his super soul. He'll give you, if you are sincere, he'll give you good counsel. You do like this, you get dictation from within. That requires advancement of spiritual life. Then you get from within dictation. So God is helping from within and without. Within as Paramatma and without as spiritual master. Both ways. As soon as you are sincere, then God will send you to somebody who is his bona fide representative. And if you take help from him and help within and without, just like a person going, a boy going to school, he's getting training in the school as well as home, both sides, then he's but the chance is very good. So we have to take both ways, from inside, from outside. You are doing some things in the service of the Lord. How will you know that you are doing it properly or improperly? This will know from the spiritual master. If he says it is all right, then it is all right. If it is said it is not good, then it is not good. Just like the same way, the office, the officer in charge, if he satisfies you over, that means you have satisfied the government or the supreme company or anyone with whom you have no direct connection. Just sat prasadad bhagavat prasad. That word is said. That if you satisfy your spiritual master, that means you have satisfied Krishna. And just sa prasadat nagati kutobi. And if you have not satisfied your spiritual master, then you must know that you are, what is called, there is no certainty about your whereabouts, what you are doing. Nagati kutobi. Therefore, dhyayam stubham tasya jasasti sandham bandhi gurasri charanam. So, spiritual master is necessary and his direction is necessary. That is the system of disciplic succession. In the Bhagavad Gita also, Arjuna is surrendering. He was Krishna's friend. Why he surrendered himself? I am your disciple. You see, in the Bhagavad Gita, he had no necessity. He was personal friend, talking, sitting, eating together. Still, he accepted Krishna as spiritual master. And that is the way. There is a system to understand. It is specifically mentioned, Shishrastiham, I am your disciple now. Shishrastiham, Shadivan, Prapannam, you kindly instruct. And then he began teaching Bhagavad Gita. Unless one becomes a Shishra, a disciple, it is prohibited and not to instruct. That instruction is useless. That is the system. We are instructing in the class because there are few disciples who have taken vow to learn from me. Otherwise, I have no business to teach the public. The public may come, but the actual interest is to teach my disciple. But that is secondary. For the public, secondary. My real business is to teach the disciples. Just like Srimad Bhagavatam was meant for Parikshit Maharaj. Sukadeva Goswami's disciple. But there are many others present, they also heard.
How can we begin to serve you so that you will be pleased?
That I shall tell you later. Do you think I am not pleased?
I don't know.
Oh, you must not eat. How can you say that I am not pleased? I will know it, that I am not pleased.
Well, we cause you so much anxiety and everything.
Huh?
We cause you so much anxiety due to our fall.
Therefore, I am pleased with you. I have given up all my anxieties of the sons and daughters who is born by my body, and why I am taking anxieties for you. That means I am pleased with you. I am a student.